Bank of Cardiff. This is Steven.
Hi, Steven. This is James with Scott Electric. How you doing?
One sec. My phone's being weird here. Was that James?
Yeah.
And what was your company name, James?
Fallon Electric.
Okay, let me pull you up here real quick.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
All right, let's see. All right, what's going on, James?
All right, so my cash flow is pretty tight right now, and I think it's a different company who actually we steward the loan with, it's Cardiff, but so I don't know if you have access to my account.
Uh-huh.
We're looking to do like a real consolidation loan of like all debt and then move forward with like a single payment and put some working capital, and we're actually in line with a partner.
So okay.
We're trying to kind of like do a, not a start over, but actually ramp up into manufacturing and just specific construction. Instead of doing the losers, we're just going to do with the winners, get a partner who handles the part that I'm missing currently.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's, I have about three options, alliances that
okay.
we'll be moving with soon. But I'd like to get everything like nice, neat package looking
yeah.
liquid, and then go ahead, get the partnership. And then there's opportunities for like a fivefold and like a big opportunities, but it doesn't matter because we're going to take it one step at a time. So
uh-huh.
whatever, we're going to vet any further partnerships, but there's a lot of good alliances. So I'm just wondering what something like that would look like.
Okay. So yeah, for right here, what I got is I know we funded you, us Bank of Cardiff, we funded you through New Logic, I believe, or Can Capital.
Capital.
Yeah, and so I know we funded that loan for you. So do you have another loan outside of that one?
Well, we have our SBA loan. Like all in, I think it's 175. We had a little loan, we had a Cardiff, and the other one. And so at one point it was probably 250, and we've paid it off down to about 175, I believe.
Uh-huh.
All said.
And that's that other loan, that's not all of them put together, that's just the other one?
That's the three.
Oh, that's the three altogether? Okay.
Yeah, like the consolidation portion.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
So like 175, 180, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And then we would like to be liquid like 100 if
yeah.
possible.
Yeah, so you're like
that's like the minimum that you need to kind of move forward, because I got to open up the bid pipeline, which I've established.
Uh-huh.
I can bid with 10, 20, 20% very easily, so I can basically win any job that I want.
Uh-huh.
And that way I get to cater what work we're doing.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, with the smaller projects and the running around and saying yes to everyone, that's not going to be happening anymore. So,
yeah. Yeah, I gotcha.
It's too much, man. It's so single, you know. There's a little bit of that, but it's only in the high dollar market. Just service and medium voltage. And then eventually we'll be doing, like, helicopter insulators. And, you know, lift service, medium voltage and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So,
sounds good. So you're looking for, I mean, you're looking to refinance and consolidate all of those into like one payment, one loan, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So what I would need just to get started on that, just to see what we can do, get some options prepared, mm-hmm. is you can send me your most recent 3 months of bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
And I will, you know, look at those, send them over to underwriting, and, you know, tell them all that you just told me, so I, you know, nudge them in the right direction. And
yeah.
What I will also need,
like a term something, you know,
yeah.
we won't be quite liquid on return, you know,
yeah.
so quickly, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to take
yeah.
a little bit of time. But
yeah, of course.
Definitely ready to do that. And I got cash flow lined up for the next weeks ahead.
Perfect.
A good solid with the Natividad Hospital, where we'll be their electrician, and for Monterey County, we're pretty much just going to focus on them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, prevailing wage, and I go and do most of it myself. So, Then once we, the partner moves in, we'll actually have a B license and we'll be able to do just our own buildings for various clients that he already has. And he just needs someone, we just both need the same thing from each other. And so it's like, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah. That sounds good. So yeah, all I would need is those 3 months. I can shoot you an email and you can either just reply directly to that email, or you can fax them over, whatever's more convenient for you. But then also, to make things a lot easier, if you have the balance for that other loan that you were talking about, if you have like an estimated balance about, if you could send that to me as well.
My wife has all that kind of like put together. So I can send you all that. And, you know, the last 3 months haven't been quite so healthy. I got about a $40,000 backlog.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if I need to wait, or is there a way we can kind of like move forward based off of our history and kind of, you know, get a good size long-term loan?
Yeah. You know, when underwriting looks at it, you know, they'll look at the most recent 3 months.
They'll look at like the years, I would think.
Yeah. They'll also look at, since we funded you here before, we can also, you know, go back and look at, you know, how we previously funded you.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously your previous payment history has been cleaned through us. So that'll definitely have a factor in that as well.
Right on.
Yeah.
You know, a big part of that was like, you know, just never, it wasn't quite enough to get through like trying to hire people. We went through like 5 or 6 people back a house, and none of them really stuck. So we're just kind of, you know, without that strategic alliance, I mean, it's been decent, it's been good. I mean, but we'll send them over and we'll see what they look like. But if you want to take more, like you can look at the year, it'll look better.
Okay. I mean, if you want to send me 6 months instead.
I'll do that.
I'll
get that data.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. I'll send you an email right now, and I'll put in the email everything that I just said, so that way it's all in front of you. And you can just reply to that, and then I'll get the ball rolling here, and I'll keep you updated, and we'll stay in touch. Does that sound good? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Did I lose you?
Here.
All right, yeah, so I said I'll just shoot you an email right now with all of what we just talked about, so that way it's all in front of you, and you can just send that my way, and I'll get the ball rolling here, and we'll stay in touch.
Sounds good.
I'll do that right now. And you know what? Can I check real quick to make sure I have the right email for you?
Yeah, sure.
JamesMFallon@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. I'll send that to you right now.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Bye.